I would make a motion to set the cap rate at 7.9 plus the effective rate, whatever that is, and set the reserve at $300 a unit.
The reserve at what?
Second.
$300 per unit.
On him, that was what we were doing. On his property. Have a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, that's going to take care of those. Okay.
And those were all the properties for Dan Shepard?
That is correct.
That is just Dan Shepard. As to the greens at Branson Hills and Country Ridge, which one is it, Mr. Miller? Is that right? Or am I?
You're Williams.
You're talking about Mark Williams.
Or Williams, or I can't remember.
HCW?
No, Mr. Ruta had only two, correct?
He had Fall Creek Townhomes and Bluffview.
And Bluff, those are really right there. Okay. That's BOE 377-380. Okay, that's on page 24. All right. And then the other ones, starting with 149, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, those are all. So there's 1, 2, 3, there's 7 properties. Those are all owned by somebody else, right?
That's all Mark Williams?
I believe so.
Mark Williams has 7.
7.
Okay. Are we going to take, want to try to take up the other ones before we take those up? Or do we want to take it?
You're leading the way.
Let's just get it. Yeah.
Huh?
I'm fine doing it.
Just do them in order, and then we're.
All right. Well, we need to have a discussion on Mr. Williams' properties. What's the cap rate that you feel that's same cap rate is appropriate? Or
I'm trying to look at his handout and see what he was asking for.
I think he was asking for
nine.
He was asking for nine.
And if I remember right, some of his properties were, they were a little bit older. They're 2004 and 2012.
Mm-hmm. So with the 7.9, what's the effective tax rate? Just, or with the effective, it's just still going to make it like 8.1 or is it going to 8.9?
It's going to be 0.95 to 1.15 added on.
So it would be 8.9?
So if it was my 6, if it was my 6, it would be 6.95 up to 7.15.
So it's just like a couple. In other words, it'd be like 8.1 on the ones we just did with the effective tax rate. Okay.
Another percent.
Well, 7.9, he's almost at 8, so he's going to be at 9 with the effective tax rate.
So on the 7.9, it's going to be almost 9?
Yes.
Okay.
I would say, in line with what we already did, put them at 7.9.
Okay.
And then add whatever the effective tax rate is on top of it.
All right, and then?
On those 7 properties.
So we're doing Mark Williams the same as we're doing Dan Shepard then, right? Okay.
I mean, there's not been a motion yet, but it sounds like that's where it's going.
Did he ask us to rule on anything other than cap rate?
Well, I know they're. I think they're both wanting actual reserve, not
a percentage.
A percentage or a number per unit.
And I would agree, actual reserve.
Did he have that number? I don't remember.
But the actual reserve.
Is it 12,000 or 14,000?
But the actual reserve. How does that? What does that create for you?
We have to go through all the numbers again and find them and for each individual one. And there's a lot of room for error. This way it's just a number slip in and...
Okay.
Because each property could have a different reserve.
Well, typically, the older they are, the more reserve they have. Mm-hmm. At least that's what we were talking about before. But they didn't like the 3%. They wanted 3.5, I want to mm-hmm. say.
3.5.
And actually, Daniel Shepherd's were at 4%.
Yep.
If my recollection is correct.
Yep.
And his is the older property, so it's 4%. And you were at 3, and they're asking for 3.5, if I recall. Is that what I recall?
That's what I recall.
Okay. All right. Obviously we've got to make these phone calls to them, but they can decide if they want to appeal or not. But.
So I'm just trying to be clear what you're asking. For each separate one, so for Daniel Shepherd's units, we're doing the 7.9 cap rate plus effective tax rate plus 300 per unit, or you're going to go with a
3.5? That was 300 per unit. It comes out to about 4% is what he said, but for that one, we just did 300 per unit.
Okay. And for Mark Williams?
And so are we going to do, what do you think about the 3.5 or the percent?
I mean, they have to report it, so.
They're asking for the 3.5 yeah. is what I'm saying, which I do think it needs to be less than Daniel's because they are newer properties, won't have as much of a reserve requirement, I don't believe, based on everything they were telling us. Do you remember that?
Well,
in other words, the older properties are going to have more of a reserve requirement.
Right, correct, because they'll have more repairs.
Right. So
3.5 is not out of line.
Okay.
I'm done with that.
And just to be clear, we're not changing value. We're using cap rate and reserve, right?
Cap rate and reserve, that's all we're doing.
Did they request value? I don't think they did. Did they?
Who?
Well, their value is whatever it comes out
right.
to be with the
yeah,
formulas.
Yeah, with the formula. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That, it is a value change, but again, it's using.
Yeah, you just have to put it in. The only thing we have to decide on is a cap rate and what we're going to do. They're asking on the reserve because, obviously, the more the reserve, the more the expense they can.
So if you're waiting to call them, we would run these numbers, print out the sheets, circle what you got to say, and they have to agree.
Well, I'm just going to tell them we're going to do. The numbers are going to be what the numbers are going to be, right? If we just do the cap rate, and then we don't. Do we have to put it in our motion what the assessed valuation is?
I think we should, yes.
Okay, but we won't. All right. Okay, so we can make a motion on the other one. We're going to put it at 7.9. But on Mr. Rudis' properties, which are the two, are we going to do anything different on those? I guess is the next question. 7.9, basically an effective tax rate of around 9. With the effective tax rate, it becomes a 9.
Now, what he was asking for, they were asking 9.76. And then the effective tax rate on top of it.
Yes, they were.
Yeah. Again, they're doing a high risk. They're doing everything at the high level.
But then
I think they're arguing that it's a higher risk at the beginning because then
well, they're hoping
loses
for a higher
totally.
Return. Yeah, that's why they're doing this.
But their margins are really, 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 really tight.
At the beginning, that's accurate. So
correct.
I mean, if you look at it from the short term. I understand why they're asking, but if you look at it as a whole, I don't know.
Are we looking at it as a whole, or are we looking at just this tax year?
Just this tax cycle.
Well, it is. I mean, it can be reassessed every 2 years, and the cap rate can change, mm-hmm. as the reserve can,
okay.
every 2 years. So that's whatever you...
On that, I...
And then
go ahead.
What did you want to say on that?
So I'm trying to understand what the risk is. I mean, this area is desperate for low-income housing, so they're going to get 100% occupancy with a brand-new building. It's not like they've got to fix anything to get it ready for a new occupant.
But so they're funding it, I believe what he said was 60% of it by themselves is an $11 million property.
But you're not a
so
lender.
So they're putting in $5 million of their own cash to be able to do it.
Right, but I mean, you're not the lender. You're just trying to figure out what's fair across
the
country.
They're not the lender either, though. They're putting their own cash up, so that is a huge risk. That's a lot of capital in my mind.
And then we also have
it is, but is that what you're supposed to consider on the monetary side when you're figuring the value of a building?
In other words, the risk factor is, she's arguing that the risk factor is not relevant to our calculation. I mean, that's...
So we're just looking straight at value, and that's where the cap rate comes from.
Yeah, whatever the cap, I mean, those...
So we run the numbers the same as for everybody, and then when we bring them back, you look at it versus what their value is, because as it said in the State Tax Commission manual, we can't be over the...
No.
The appraised value, right?
And there's indicating their value at $807,000.
Right, but we'll have to see what the numbers are because
that was their CPA.
That was at the 9.76. They were trying to, and they took out the tax.
And you know, the interesting quandary here too is what Dan said is that the cap rate should be lower.
Yeah.
Or Daniel said, but I mean, he hasn't looked at all of it either. So
what I've tried to point out to you is that this last one with the newer units. That wasn't a CPA doing that stuff. That was the stuff, and they're new at this business, where the other two are very experienced and know how it works.
Yeah.
And so they were shocked when I handed them the paper showing them what could be counted and what couldn't be, what had to be disallowed.
I understand that.
So I'm saying let's run these numbers, see where they're at.
But the numbers that they're adding, were any of the things on the sheet that you showed in those numbers?
We took all the stuff out that shouldn't have been there.
In other words, they were running their calculations with stuff that should not have been there.
That was part of their argument.
Yeah. Okay.
And Mark Williams, is a CPA?
He is a CPA.
Okay, and he's asking for 9% cap rate with the
tax on
top of it.
You
know.
Yeah, he's asking
for an effective 10.1, you know, 10.9.
He's asking.
So they ran it, but... Reuter, they ran it at 7.5, 8, 9, and 10. And what they asked for was 9.76.
That's Mark Williams, right? This sheet?
No, this one.
7, 8, 9, and 10.
This is the second page showing what it would be, what their taxes would be at the different caps. And they're keeping they were trying to keep the value the same, 24, 25.
I think with the newer building, you go with a higher cap rate, especially since it is stuck in that 15-year restricted period.
What number are you thinking in your head? Because I've got one.
Okay. I mean, this
8.5.
Before
that's what I was thinking was 8.5.
Okay.
So that would give them 9.5 at an effective tax rate. They're probably still going to take it to the State Tax Commission, is my guess, if we do that. But I mean, they can figure it out if they want to.
So you have to remember last year or 2 years ago when I did Mark's, he wasn't happy with my 7.15, but and my 3%, but he said it wasn't enough to go to the State Tax Commission over. So I was really close.
Well, I mean, I'm not concerned about, I mean, it doesn't affect us if they go to the State Tax Commission, but I do, no, I just want to try to be fair with, are we putting Mark at 8.5 or are we putting him at 7.9 like the, because his properties are a little older?
I think his properties are older to stay at the 7.9. Now, I don't know what he wants
These two are literally like, one and a half and 3 years old or something like that.
Correct. Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't mean you can't change each year. I mean, especially if you have that information.
But we do need to know what they each want for reserve.
on the reserve.
Yeah.
They're asking for 3.5%.